Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today in our University Hall studio is Derek Casey, who's the ace of the UVA baseball team's pitching staff. Derek, thanks for stopping by and congrats on an outstanding season so far.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
So you're nearing the end of your fourth year at UVA. Will you walk the lawn next month?
Yeah, we will. We're actually, I think our last away series is at Wake Forest, and then it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series, and we'll be back to walk on Sunday.
And you're a history major, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you come to pick that as your major?
I've kind of always liked history growing up. I'm not really sure what I want to do with it after college and baseball is done, but it's something I've enjoyed studying.
Did you specialize in a certain area within it?
Not really. I've actually explored a bunch of different topics throughout the subject. So
you might have left UVA after your third year without finishing your degree if not for an unfortunate injury you suffered in April 2015. You hurt your elbow, had to have Tommy John surgery, which then caused you to miss the entire 2016 season. Now that you're fully recovered from it, what was that experience like? It seems to be an increasingly common one for pitchers and baseball players in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that's happening a lot these days, which is unfortunate, but I guess it's part of the game. Yeah, it was definitely a learning experience for me. I guess it was the first real injury that I've ever had to where I've had to get surgery and, you know, miss a year and a half of baseball, which was tough on me. I guess the biggest part for me was just having to stay committed to the process and kind of work every single day towards getting healthy throughout that year. It was tough for me to sit on the sidelines and kind of watch the team play and not be able to contribute. So that was probably the most challenging thing for me. But, you know, I'm healthy now and I'm feeling great.
I mean, athletes are not always the most patient people, and that probably is why they do well in sports sometimes. Yeah. Is that tough to just really, you go into something and it's not a sprained ankle where you're going to be back in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. You're looking at roughly a year.
Yeah, I mean, when I heard it in the game, I didn't really know what happened. It was one pitch and it popped. And like I said, it's the first injury I've ever had. So I didn't really know what to expect. And, you know, of course, talking with Brian McGuire, we're going to go get an MRI and, you know, just waiting for those results for those couple days was tough because you have hope that it's not going to be something that bad, but at the end of the day you got to be realistic too and, you know, move forward with whatever happens.
Some of your younger teammates have since had to deal with the same thing. Noah Murdock among them. What advice did he give him and other guys going through this?
Yeah, I mean, so I think Evan Sperling was actually pretty shortly behind me with the whole process, so we were kind of neck and neck doing the whole thing together. And me and Evan have talked to Noah a lot, and Noah's had a great outlook on it all.
And he got back fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It works different for different people, and, you know, he's back playing this year, which is amazing, and we're excited to have him back, and he's doing well.
You graduated from Hanover High School, which is outside of Richmond. Were you born and raised in Hanover County?
I was actually born in Richmond and then moved to Hanover County for sixth grade.
Okay. Did you know much about UVA or Charlottesville before Coach O'Connor and the staff started recruiting you?
Not much. I'd been up to a couple games when I was, you know, really young, and me and my dad would come up here and watch some baseball games, and I think we came to a regional one time, but not much about it, no.
For high school players, I mean, even when you were in school, but now, I mean, all they've known is UVA being successful in baseball. What's kind of the perception of UVA baseball in the Richmond area, particularly where you're from?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's only an hour down the road. So, I mean, a lot of people know about UVA athletics as a whole and the amount of success that we've had here. And it's definitely, when I began to go through the recruiting process, it was definitely one of the schools that, you know, was on the top of my list, especially being in Virginia and, you know, being pretty close to home for my family to come watch. So I know being, I guess, a Virginia native, that it's definitely the school you want to go to in Virginia.
Do your family members, is there somebody here at every home game or every time you pitch?
Yeah, I mean, not even every time I pitch. I know my mom and dad, they come to almost every game they can, even the
midweek
games.
Whether you pitch or not.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't even matter if I'm pitching. So
you had a storybook high school career. It, if you see it in your bio, it almost looks unbelievable. 27-0 as a pitcher for Hanover, which won two state titles when you were there. What was it like when you finally lost the game in college?
Yeah,
is that a weird feeling?
I think the first game I lost in college was against ODU. And I think it was my first start maybe. And I only went, I want to say, two innings, and I was pulled out of the game. And it happens quick. I mean, it's definitely it was a wake-up call for me. I knew that, you know, coming to college baseball, the talent is going to be outstanding, and you're probably not going to have those teams where you can just overpower them with a fastball anymore. And I learned that real quick, and I learned it the hard way that the fastball is not going to get it done, and you're going to need other pitches to mix in there. And
did you play in the field too when you weren't pitching in high school?
Yeah, I played outfield because I guess I had a pretty good arm, and you know, I wasn't the greatest hitter, but so.
You still take BP here at all?
Yeah, we get to take BP when we throw shutouts. So Coach K's owes us a couple. We haven't taken any this year yet, but
who's the best hitter among the pitchers? I guess taking the two-way guy, like Ortiz is, I guess, technically a two-way guy.
He doesn't count. He doesn't count.
Of the full-time pitchers, who's the best hitter?
You know, it's funny because everyone thinks they're the best hitter, but I probably have to say Daniel Lynch. Whenever we do it, he seems to hit the most home runs out of all of us.
He's one of several Richmond area guys on the team. How many of the guys from that area did you play against or play with and travel ball or high school ball?
Yeah, I mean, I played with a lot of guys from Virginia Tech, actually, on the same team with the Virginia Cardinals. I played with Matt Capels, Luke Scherzer, Aaron McGarity. I mean, the list goes on. I can, you know, probably name close to 20 players that I've played with that I've now played against in college. So it's fun to see those guys on the other side of the field and, you know, watch them pursue their careers.
What's it like going from playing every game for your high school team, either in the field or pitching, to knowing you're going to get out there only one time a week, and you know how you perform is going to determine how long you last? You may last one inning, you may last the full nine.
Yeah, I guess it's just part of the job that goes with being a starter. That, you know, depending if you have a bad outing, it's going to stick in your mouth for a week, and it's just kind of the way it works. But I mean, I enjoy it. It seems like it's flying by for me now, and you know, a week goes by fast. You know, being my senior year, so these games are coming quick.
One of your teammates here, Kamen Richardson, was two grades behind you at Hanover. How many seasons did you guys overlap in high school then, and what's it been like being reunited with him here, and now he's playing every day in center field?
Yeah, it's funny. Kamen, I think we played together for 2 years, his freshman and sophomore year. He was a great player in high school. It's funny to be, you know, playing on the same field with him again, and it's good to have him playing behind me. So.
As I'm sure you are well aware, this is Brian O'Connor's 15th season as head coach here, and his program has made 14 consecutive appearances in the NCAA tournament. As you guys try to extend that streak to 15, your margin for error is thin. Is there a greater sense of urgency among the players as you know, hit the home stretch of the regular season, and how does that manifest itself?
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of urgency. It's one of those things where you don't want to put too much pressure on it.
Right.
You still want to be able to play loose and have fun, and I think that's kind of the main focus of what we've been working on. We lost some games, you know, earlier in the season that we wish we wouldn't have, and we kind of reflected back on that, just saying that we were playing too uptight and we needed to have a little bit more fun. And you know, we're coming off a big win from at Louisville, so we got Clemson this weekend, and we're going to see what we can do.
I mean, the Louisville game rallied late to win that, the third game. Same thing happened against Virginia Tech on that Sunday. That game looked like a lost cause for a good part of the day. I mean, how much does that kind of springboard you forward when you can win a series and win it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely makes you think that you're in the game the whole time, no matter what. The amount of times we've walked off this season and come back in the ninth inning, it's definitely gives you that confidence that you can finish a game, whether you're even if you're not winning at the end, you know?
How do you spend the game? What do you do during the game when you know you're not going to pitch, like on a Sunday?
Depends on the day. Sometimes I'm doing some of the pitching charts, and then other times I'm the communicator in the bullpen. So I'll have the walkie-talkie on me.
So you're engaged, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In 2015, your first year here, you were pitching great, and you might have been on the verge of moving into the weekend rotation when you hurt your elbow. You had season-ending injury. The team goes on to win the program's first NCAA title, wins the College World Series in Omaha. Was that year bittersweet for you because you participated in the first part of it, things are going great, and then you become a spectator?
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing like it, winning a national championship, that's for sure, especially, you know, being a freshman and everything is so new to you, to be on a team that makes that type of run was just something really special for me. Yeah, it's bittersweet, you know, getting hurt halfway through the season like that, but and, you know, I wish I would have been able to contribute in the postseason in Omaha and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, I still got a ring along with all the other guys. So it was a special moment for us.
You were drafted in the 22nd round coming out of high school. How seriously did you consider at that point turning pro?
Yeah, I was honored to get the opportunity to maybe do that coming out of high school. I really wanted to go to school and, you know, attend UVA and, you know, get my degree from here as well. So that definitely weighed on the decision. And I had, it just seemed like I felt like I needed to go to school first. And, you know, if pro baseball was something I wanted to do afterwards, and we could talk about that when I finished school.
There are a lot of former UVA players and pitchers playing professionally now, you know, almost at every level. Do you keep in touch with the guys you played with here who are now in pro ball? And
yeah, I do talk to a lot of them.
How would you characterize? I'm sure everyone's experience is a little bit different, but what do they tell you in general about it? Is it a grind?
Yeah, they definitely say it's a grind. You know, I mean, all the long bus trips and just playing so many games in a season. And, you know, baseball is really your job once you leave the university. And it's, I mean, they all love it and they love playing baseball, and that's why they're doing it. So,
after missing the 2016 season, you came back last year. You went 5-2, 3.79 ERA. Were you all the way back last year when you look back at it? Or was there a point at which you felt like, all right, I'm 100% again?
Yeah. I think with the recovery of coming back from Tommy John surgery, it's, I think the further away you get from it, the better you're going to be. I mean, taking a year and a half off from throwing is you're missing a lot of, you know, in-game reps, skill works, a lot of stuff like that. So you're kind of playing catch up with it. But looking back on it now, I was healthy, but I don't think my skill was all the way to where, you know, it is now today. I struggled with throwing curveballs and changeups for strikes, and my fastball was okay, but that's basically the only pitch I really had to live off, and it definitely made it difficult to, you know, stay in games for a long time and not be predictable in counts. And this year I've had way more success with my off-speed command, and it's made a huge difference for me.
What was your regimen last summer? Did you go off and play ball anywhere, or did you just train here?
I stayed here at school, worked out with, you know, Coach Ed and all the freshmen who came in. I got to meet those guys early, and the plan for me was to stop throwing during the summer after throwing, I think it was 60-something innings over the course of the year. After your first, I guess, season back from Tommy John, there needs to be a period of downtime.
Uh-huh.
And the plan was for me to take that in the summer and then be back in the fall and doing everything with everyone.
You are the Friday starter this year, which is a role that many outstanding pitchers here have had, including Danny Hulton and Brandon Waddell early in his career. When you take the mound on a Friday, how much pressure do you feel to get the weekend off, you know, on a good note for the team?
Yeah, it's definitely – it's exciting. There's a lot of energy in the stadiums that we play at, and, you know, my job for me is just to try to go as many innings as I can and keep us in the game for as long as I can, so – we can save the bullpen for the rest of the weekend.
What's your schedule like during a typical week when you know you're going to – how often do you throw? Do you throw a little bit every day?
Usually probably 4 days a week. I lift after a start right away or the following day. And then that following day we usually start throwing, and then I'll go every other day throwing until I start.
Baseball players are famous for being superstitious. Do you have some of your own?
Not really. I think I'm one of the least superstitious guys on the teams, but I don't know. Sometimes I just will make up random superstitions for myself. I don't know.
What? Obviously, UVA is a popular school. I'm sure you're not the only Hanover High School graduate who's up here. What's your UVA experience been like away from baseball?
Yeah, it's been great. I think coming here, I came here for summer school before my freshman year started, so that definitely helped me get acclimated to everything that Charlottesville has to offer. Charlottesville has been a great place. It's very beautiful, and you know, my UVA experience has been great.
Your last name is one that has some historical significance in baseball circles. Were there a lot of bad Casey at the bat puns and headlines when you were growing up?
Yeah, my dad definitely used to talk about it a lot, believe it or not. But
where'd your athletic ability come from? You have baseball players in the family?
So both of my parents are actually swimmers. They attended the University of Tampa.
Okay.
No baseball, though.
You a swimmer yourself?
Not really. They tried to get me to do it when I was young. They said I had a good kick, but never pursued it.
Well, you're doing pretty well in your sport of choice. So anyway, thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Big three-game series coming up with Clemson at Disharoon Park this weekend. This is part of the first ever Wahoo Wah weekend here at UVA, which also includes spring football, track and field, and the ACC Men's Lacrosse Tournament. General admission tickets for the weekend baseball series are only $2 apiece, so we hope to see big crowds at the Dish. For information on the Wahoo Wah weekend and all our teams, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.